Okay, in this video, I'm going to take a look at real estate property investment in Ireland. So, I get queries from time to time from people who are outside of Ireland, Americans and people in Europe and so forth, but generally Americans. And they're looking to put together some sort of a syndicate, some sort of a similar to a REIT. That's real investment. Real estate investment trust, some sort of a similar structure, but not necessarily a REIT, but some sort of a structure whereby people come together and they will buy a number of properties, either residential or commercial or whatever floats their boat. And essentially, they're looking for the investment income, and they're looking for capital appreciation over time. And invariably, somebody contacts me then, and that person would be the guy or the gal who is putting together the deal. Now, I received a number of questions there yesterday by email, and I'm going to answer those questions in this video, and it will be useful perhaps to other people who have an interest in this area and who may be asking similar questions. These questions that I'm being asked are similar to questions that have been asked before, so I thought I might as well kill a number of birds with one stone and deal with the questions now, because it should be useful to other people who may be interested in this. So essentially, the query is from a person who is looking to start a crowd-funded real estate business, and they basically get a bunch of people together, they pool their resources, and they pay for properties. They buy properties, and they can upfront their property purchase costs and so on. The key is, or the benefit then down the line, is to get dividends from the eventual rental profit, and obviously there's going to be capital appreciation you would be hoping as well. The questions then, I'm going to answer the questions as honestly as I can, and as I say, I hope it will be useful. Firstly, is something like this worthwhile in Ireland? You do explain about market instability. Is this something you've ever done? I've never done it. There is obviously a market instability. Generally, property generally is a fairly safe bet. Having said that, the COVID-19, the coronavirus pandemic, has thrown the world upside down to a certain extent, with recession being forecast for the world and various economies obviously in the world. There's no guarantees of rising prices, there's no guarantees of appreciation in capital, but by and large, property would be seen as a fairly stable investment, and obviously in Ireland there's a crying need for good quality rental accommodation, so that's something that needs to be considered. Two, how much roughly would you charge per property? We need legal paperwork vetted and authenticated. The price per property will depend very much on the property. It's not a one size fits all, and one of the biggest factors will be the value of the property, because the value of the property will give rise to potential in professional indemnity insurance exposure for me. So if the property is 100 grand and something goes wrong, then clearly there's a certain limit to the liability, whereas if a property is 1 million, then the potential liability for any insurance or professional indemnity case that would be brought against me would be significantly higher. The payout would be higher, costs and so forth would be higher. So basically, it's not possible to say how much I would charge per property. It will depend on the property. Did you find most of your properties yourself, or do you use a real estate agent? I don't use a real estate agent, but this person seems to overlook the fact that I'm a solicitor and maybe considering or having looked at my videos on YouTube, has seen that I have a few investments, property related investments myself, and have a significant amount of investment experience down through the years. But generally, yes, I would have looked at the properties myself, I would have sourced the properties myself, I would have done my own research, and I would not have used a real estate agent, although on one occasion I had a good real estate agent who was bringing me some properties that were worth considering, and I trusted him, but I'd be very, very slow to trust anybody, quite frankly, when they are getting a commission for selling the property. So that's something you need to be careful about. did you apply for the mortgage as a rental unit or for personal use and then changed rental property? I was buying, well, I did both actually. I bought commercial and it was a straightforward rental. I built commercial and it was a straightforward, we're going to flip these or I'm going to turn them over or it's going to be a bullet payment and I'm going to pay you all the money I've borrowed and they're going to be rented in the meantime. And I did buy residential premises, residential houses and so forth and just rent them out. So that did happen over a period of, I've been in property investment since 1986, December 1986 to be precise. What's your recommended investment strategy for highest return? That's a question that's just so broad that it's impossible to answer, quite frankly. And you need to do your homework. What kind of legal services would you be able to offer our potential clients related to real estate investment? These would be referrals to you from our platform. The type of legal services I would provide would be, I would do the professional conveyances. So I would do what a solicitor does. I would provide professional conveyancing services and charge a fee for that. That's it. I'm not an investor. I'm not a real estate advisor. I'm not a real estate agent. I'm not an auctioneer. I'm a solicitor. So I have a huge background in property. I have a lot of experience in property. That's off my own bat. Okay, that experience is something that you get when you engage my services as a solicitor. But the services I provide, just to be absolutely clear, are the services that any solicitor will provide, professional conveyancing fees or services. What kind of permissions or contract would I need to set up an escrow account for the buyers? I have no idea, quite frankly. I don't even know what you're talking about in terms of an escrow account. You need to be clear about that, and it's entirely up to yourself. You're obviously based in America, so how you're going to sort out the money between you and your clients is a matter for yourself. I don't know, quite frankly. What's your estimated return percentage on residential 1, 2, 3, 4 beds and high-yielding commercial properties? Your estimated return percentage on residential. Again, that's a question that's just so broad and so general that it's impossible to answer, and I'm not going to try to answer. I mean, clearly, there has been, for example, since 1986, huge, significant ups and downs in the Irish property market, and it's not possible to give you a neat return percentage on residential versus commercial, etc., etc., over that period of time. You're going to have ups and you're going to have downs, and there has been significant changes. And we had a property crash about 10 years ago or thereabouts. Do you also do some accounting? No, I am a lawyer. Accounting is the remit of accountants, financial people. So accountants, you need an accountant for accounting. You don't get a solicitor for accounting. For your rental properties, did you use property management and or maintenance company? If so, what was the rate? Again, the question, what was the rate, is just so open and so general that it's impossible to quantify. For example, what's the rate to get somebody to maintain or to clean the roof of a three-story building with, say, 8 apartments, and it involves high lift or some sort of a device, some sort of a machine to lift people up and strap them into place to do the cleaning, or some sort of a teleporter or something of that nature, versus getting some guy out to clean your two-bed apartment. The two are not comparable, and it's simply not possible to answer that question. There is no rate as such. You get quotes and you engage the services of property professionals, whether they're plumbers or chippies or carpenters or plumbers or whatever. Or you might just have somebody doing general maintenance for you, which I have, to do cleaning and to pick up rent and so on. But that's an entirely different business or different situation, different service. He will then engage the services perhaps of a handyman. And again, the rate will depend what part of the country and what work is involved. How often did you refinance your properties? Did you take out equity regularly or just let it accumulate? One realtor told me I needed 2 years before refinancing, but a mortgage rep said I could refinance the day after I renovate and had the property appraised if I wanted to. The question of refinancing is a question for yourself and for your lender. I don't know where you're going to be borrowing the money. I don't know what extent your borrowings will be. I don't know how much your investors are going to chip in at the outset. They're going to obviously make a contribution, and on that basis then you're going to be borrowing a certain percentage. Again, it's a question of shopping around, and it's a question of going to the various lenders and borrowing on the basis of whatever equity is in the property. I don't think you would need to hold on for 2 years to reinvest and to borrow again if you could show with a valuation that the property that you're proposing to refinance has appreciated significantly, either through natural accumulation of or natural appreciation in price, or through some renovation work that you might have done. And let's face it, what the bank is going to rely on is the valuation. It's not a question of what you tell them it's worth. It's a question of getting a valuation from a valuer who is on a recognised list of valuers and has professional qualifications in Ireland. I hope those questions and those answers have given you some indication or some idea of what would be involved. As I say, this is something that comes up from time to time. People watch my YouTube channel and people look at the investment properties or the property videos that I have, and the people who make inquiries from me range from people who want to retire to Ireland and buy a rural property to people who want to put together some sort of a syndicate and invest in either residential or commercial property to people who want to buy a house and live in it with their family and so on and so forth. So hope I've done something there in terms of addressing the questions. There may be questions that you have had on your mind, and if you find this video useful, I would appreciate if you give it the thumbs up down below. Thanks for your time and thanks for watching.